ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट नंबर 17 चैप्टर टाइटल प्रेयर्स बाय द डेमिगॉड्स। सबिव्रतपौरुषं धाम व्राजमानो यथा रवि दुरासदोति दुर्दर्शो भूतानां संभुवः। Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. While carrying the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the core of His heart, Vasudeva bore the Lord's transcendentally illuminating effulgence, and thus He became as bright as the sun. He was therefore very difficult to see or approach through sensory perception. Indeed, he was unapproachable and unperceivable even for such formidable men as Kamsa, and not only for Kamsa but for all living entities. Purport: the word Dhamma is significant. Dhamma refers to the place where the Supreme Personality of Godhead resides. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Dhamna svena sadha nirastha kuhakam satyam param dhimahi. In the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no influence of material energy. Dhamna svena sadha nirastha kuhakam. Any place where the Supreme Personality of Godhead is present by His name, form, qualities or paraphernalia immediately becomes a Dhamma. For example, we speak of Vrindavan Dhamma, Dwarka Dham and Mathura Dham, because in these places the name, fame, qualities and paraphernalia of the Supreme Godhead are always present. Similarly, if one is empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to do something, the core of his heart becomes a Dhamma, and thus he becomes so extraordinarily powerful that not only his enemies but also people in general are astonished to observe his activities. Because he is unapproachable, his enemies are simply struck with wonder, as explained here by the words Durasadoti Durdarshaha. The words Paurusham Dhamma have been explained by various acharyas. Shri Virar Raghava Acharya says that these words refer to the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vijaya Dwaja says that they signify Vishnu Tejas, and Sukadeva says Bhagavata Swarupa. The Vaishnava Toshani says that these words indicate the influence of the Supreme Lord's effulgence, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that they signify the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Hare Krishna. So in this chapter titled Prayers by the Demigods, today's verse, it says that how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He has appeared in the heart of Vasudeva, in the prison house. And in the purport, Prabhupada is saying that what exactly happens to the consciousness of that person, or his behavior, or his activities, how powerful he becomes, it is very difficult for an ordinary person to understand. So in other words, this means that consciousness, which is our ultimate goal in life, to develop that consciousness. One sense, Lord is there in every one of us. If He is already there in every one of us, so where is the question about He adventing or appearing? is already there. The only difference is those who realize it because of your pure state of consciousness, they realize the Lord's presence and they are directly in touch with the Lord's desire. So they are receiving direct instructions from the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, there is a similar verse. The very popular verse, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mam Upayanti Thi. Now the Lord says, the one who constantly is remembering, is serving, but with what mood? Not just serving, Priti Purvakam, with a lot of feelings of love. When he does that, the Lord from within, he removes all the darkness, ignorance. In one stroke, everything disappears. And he has manifested within him. And he is giving instructions. So all the activities of this person is in direct connection with the Lord. This is the power of bhakti. Of course, there are yogis and all, they perform lot of tapasya, but then if they are not interested in developing a relationship with the Lord, then the Lord just allows them and he reciprocates according to their just surrender. But bhakti, one sense, is so simple, but same time it is so powerful. But the Lord wants to take responsibility of that person when he shows that type of an attitude and mood. When that happens, he doesn't even care that what weakness and anarthas he has. He just sees that he has a mood to serve. And he removes all other things. This is what happened in the history of ISKCON in the beginning. Many of Prabhupada's disciples would ask, Prabhupada, how is it possible? So Prabhupada said, I made your qualification. What does that mean? I made your qualification. Through Prabhupada, they became qualified and they could realize in a very short time. If you read the old BTG magazines, the very old one, the early days, you read the article and you go back and see the author, and it says that the author is in the movement for last 1 year. And you think that is for the 1 year, and how can he write like this article? This is because he gets empowered. The way here it is said, Vasudeva was so effulgent, he gets totally empowered. So this is Mathir. This is what is consciousness. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would bless. Krishna Mathir Bhava. He would not bless that, you know, Chiranjeevi Bhava. He would not bless that he should. So this consciousness to develop. So the Lord is there in our heart, but we don't realize it. The day you realize, you get empowered. So there is a process how to do it. There is an effort needed. Without effort, nothing can happen. But same time, with effort, if there is no mercy, there is no dependence, then it is not a very perfect situation. There is always a chance of going away. Like Prabhupada gives an example about the kitten and the mice. The kitten, when the cat catches the mice is so fearful. But at the same time, when the cat catches with the same mouth the kitten feels total shelter. So this is, in other words, again, bhakti means taking shelter. That is how you become fearless. So effort is needed, obviously. But if you don't make any effort, like there is an example given, that if the student is submitting the blank paper, answer paper, what will the teacher say? No, I want to give him some marks, but it is blank. But if he has made some attempt, he has written something, oh, at least he has made some attempt, some grace marks, something should be given. So this is how the Lord is merciful, and this is how effort and mercy combined together purifies our consciousness to understand what is pure consciousness. That is the perfection of life. So today it's a very special day. So we'll try how much we can. There are two personalities, something related to this, how they were having that type of consciousness. One is from the ancient, very ancient, and one is, of course, personality is just recent past. One apparently from a demoniac family, another from a very pious family. But both of them, how they showed in their life that when they receive mercy, how do they behave, how do they act? So today is Vamana Dev appearance day. So in short, we will just go into the history. How did it happen? In the world, there is always good and bad. So good and bad means always conflict going on. Sometimes good is powerful, sometimes bad is powerful. So this way, it was going on. So one time, of course, Bali Maharaj, the grandson of Prahlad, he was the leader of demons. So he was very powerful. And he defeated the demigods. So the demigods lost everything. But then they went to the Lord and the Lord gave them a solution. This is the time we should have some other solution. So we make friendship with the demons. And there was Samudra Manthan. And in Samudra Manthan, nectar came. Demigods became powerful. And with that, they attacked the demons. This time Shukracharya was defeated. He nearly died. But Shukracharya revived him with some mantra and nectar. After that, Bali Maharaj performed sacrifice for the pleasure of sages and brahmanas. By this sacrifice, he became so powerful. So powerful he became. He also became effulgent. Undefeatable. With this power, he marched towards Indra's kingdom. And Indra saw from a distance, Bali Maharaj is appearing with his army. And he's so effulgent. He said, there is no way I can face him. So he asked his Guru Maharaj, Brihaspati, what should I do? So Brihaspati said that, you can't do anything. You just become invisible. Or you run away from here, you hide. So Indra had to hide. He left everything and he just disappeared with all his companions. And Bali captured Indra's kingdom. This is how powerful was Bali. Of course, the story goes that why it happened. Indra had offended Durvas Muni. So Durvas Muni had cursed him that you lose everything to destroy his pride. So this time, Indra lost everything. He was on the street. So naturally, Aditi, mother of the demigods, she was lamenting. She could not even talk to them because she didn't know where they were. No communication. And she knew that they had lost everything. So in that state, she approached her husband, Kashyap Muni. So Kashyap Muni gave her a solution. He said, you just do one worship. It's a very specific type of a very detailed ritual. You do this and you will get the benediction. Or you'll get your children back. Or they will get back their kingdom, whatever. So she did this Payovrita worship. And in a very short time, in days, the Lord appeared in front of her, four-handed form. And he said, Aditi, I know why you are doing this tapasya. I am sure I will help you. I will see that your children, they get back their kingdom. But now, you worship your husband. I will come as your son. So she then worships her husband, Kashyap Muni. And very soon, similarly, just like the way it is happening here in Bhagavatam, how the Lord appeared in the mind and the heart of Vasudeva, and similarly the Lord appeared in Kashyap Muni's mind and the heart, then the Lord entered. See, these are all transcendental way of our understanding is to appear in the womb means it has to be union, but this is a different type of union. With devotion they are praying, and the Lord, to please them, is appearing. So he appears in the form of his consciousness. So now everything becomes effulgent, and Lord enters her womb, and then again he appears in front of Aditi in the four-handed form, and then he blesses her. But when she sees her in the four-handed form, she is so much choked, tears in her eyes, she falls at his feet. And that time he explains that I will come as a dwarf brahmachari brahman, a small. So he appears. So as soon as he appears, all the sages and all the saints, they start giving him gifts, because he had come with that mission. So everything needed for the mission was provided. He was given a deer skin by Mother Earth, umbrella was given, danda was given, there's a water pot, the begging pot, there was sacred thread, Rudrakshamala. So with all these things, when he received, then he took charge of his mission. And what was his mission? To enter the arena of Bali Maharaj. And that time at the bank of river Narmada. So this is the day where Vamanadeva appeared, the month of Shravan, Dwadashi day. So this small dwarf Brahmin boy, beautiful, effulgent, he enters the arena of Bali Maharaj, and he with all his priests is performing yajna. As soon as he sees this boy, so attractive, so beautiful, so much compassion, feelings, his heart melted. He got up immediately, received him, gave him a seat, washed his feet, he drank the water. And then, with real feelings in his heart, he said, "What do you want?" Because he had come with a begging pot. As a Brahmana, when he comes, so he has to give him. So he said, "I want 3 steps. Now he was a dwarf, and 3 steps means very small steps. So Bali Maharaj was amused and also surprised, shocked. He said, "I have conquered the whole universe. I have so much properties, so much wealth, islands. I can give you anything you want. Why are you asking for 3 steps? So that time Vamanadeva replies, "I am not a fool like you. You have conquered the whole universe, but still you are very disturbed. You are performing yajna. That means you are still not satisfied. You need something more. I am satisfied within. That is, at the level of Atma, I am fulfilled. So in all circumstances, I am experiencing joy. So I don't need anything." So the one who is not happy with what he has now, he can never be happy. So Bali Maharaj is little surprised that. But Shukracharya hears this. 3 steps. So he tells his disciple, "Don't give 3 steps. So he is shocked. Why? He says he has come to cheat you. He is Vishnu. So Bali Maharaj is in confusion now. If he disobeys Shukracharya, that is guru offense. If he disobeys Vishnu, he is committing offense with Vishnu. Because he had some connection with Prahlad Maharaj, he knew who was Vishnu. He said, "The purpose of life is to surrender to Vishnu, and my guru is saying that don't give him." And he was a man of integrity. He has taken, he has given his word. He said, "I have already given my word. How can I withdraw it? I have to." Truthfulness for him was more valuable than all his wealth. He said that the burden, the earth can face all burden, but it can't face the burden of even one person who's a liar. My God, it's very. Of course, this is a. I mean, these are the days. It's very civilized society where you will not lie for your own selfish interest. We are gone far away. This is a different age. Of course, sometimes we devotees also we justify saying that this is for higher purpose, and then it becomes an habit. Then we don't know what is really for higher purpose. But it is said that when we lie, we are incriminated in that. So this is the only thing still left of the four legs of religion in Kali Yuga. Truthfulness is still there, wobbling. But you can see, truth to our old leaders, you can just see what they said 1 year back and what they are saying now. Same contest. What he said about so-and-so politician, but after 1 year, what he's saying about him now? Completely according to the their own interest. And in our own life, we see that lying is not... we may give some word to someone, but then we are not so serious to see that, you know, we keep to our word. But this was how serious it was. So Bali Maharaj said, nothing doing. Shukracharya tried to convince him with all Shastric references. There is no problem. You have not given your word. You, in emergency situation, you can take it back. But Bali Maharaj, he said, he thought about it, you know, what should I do? But then he decided, no, no, I am going ahead. So Shukracharya spoke harsh words. If you disobey me, you will lose everything. So you already heard that, you know, that if I disobey him, I'll lose everything. But here he didn't know that he'll lose everything. By giving 3 steps, he didn't know. So he's going to lose everything. He had to give 3 steps. He told Vamanadev, take your 3 steps. And Vamanadev took his 3 steps. So before taking his 3 steps, his body expanded. It expanded that it covered the whole universe. And 1 step it covered from the bottom to the middle planetary system. And another step it went up, 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 up to the far beyond Satyaloka, Brahmaloka, far beyond this universe. It made a crack, the covering of the universe. That's how water trickled, and that's the origin of Ganga. And Bali Maharaj is watching what is happening. Not only him, his family members, his wife, his army, his powerful demoniac army, everyone watching. But Bali Maharaj is in ecstasy. He is so feeling so happy because he thinks that, well, I have been determined to stick to my words, and this is a great opportunity for me. When this is covered, the demons, they become very scared because they see that they're, But even before that, even before the demons could make an attempt, Bali Maharaj, because he could not give, he said 3 steps. The Lord said 2 steps are over. Where is the space for 3rd step? So he said, I can't give. So immediately Garuda with a serpentine rope arrested him. So he was like a criminal arrested in front of all his family members. Such a powerful person. And now he is just with his head down. Just imagine what must be the state of consciousness that time. He did everything good, right? He thought about, I'll be truthful. I will not listen to my spiritual master, but I will surrender to Vishnu. His words. If it is Vishnu, then I listen to him. But what is the consequence of that? He is humiliated. He's arrested. He's like a criminal bound, and he's standing. So the demons become angry. They attack the Vishnus and Vishnu's other associates. They want to attack them. And here Bali Maharaj is screaming and says, don't do that. They look at him, but they say, our master is arrested. He can't do anything. So what power he has? So they go ahead with the attack, and they are defeated. Then the Lord takes back again his original form as a dwarf brahmachari brahman, and he comes in front of Bali and says, two steps, I have covered everything, now what to do? That time Bali Maharaj responds. He says, all these things which belong to me, it was till I have the life, it was my life, and this is all things belong to me. So that means my life is more valuable than all these things. So my Lord, I still have my life. So it was a very emotional type of a scene. He has lost everything, and the Lord saying, where should I put my third step? He's saying, my life is there. Please, my Lord, put your foot on my head. So this is how Bali Maharaj behaved in this way. And he showed that what is total surrender in all the Navda Bhakti, Atma Nivedan. Because our body, our life is the most dearest thing to us. The most dearest thing. So he offered the most dearest thing to the Lord. This is how he surrendered. So these are all Lord's pastimes to glorify his dear associates. It is said that Bali Maharaj, when he was doing this, actually he was meditating on Prahlad. Why he was meditating on Prahlad? Because he knew that Prahlad was a fearless person, and how did he behave in that situation? So he also became very fearless. So it is said that one Mahajan, another Mahajan, this is how you get inspired. You follow in their footsteps. So he was very successful in that. And what was the result of that? The Lord said, well, he gave him another planet kingdom, and the Lord became his doorkeeper. So this is the greatness of Bali Maharaj, and this is how Lord Vamanadeva appeared today to show us this pastime, to know that what is that state of consciousness where a person, Mathir, in that state he surrendered. So one more personality, the recent past, not really, something we can relate to, but again very inspiring. Of all the Goswamis, we know that today is Jiva Goswami's appearance day. It's a very long story, so we will, in a few minutes, we'll see what we can talk about and get inspired. It is said that Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, then their brother Anupam, and their son was Jiva Goswami. So when Rupa Goswami and Sanatan, they met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jiva Goswami was a small child. So he grew up in Ramkeli. But right from his early days, very, very strange, is this boy was completely different from other boys. He was not interested in playing. He was not interested in parents' attention. He was on his own. He had Krishna Balaram deities. He would place them. He would offer flowers. He would offer bhoga. He would dance. He would clean. He would offer prayers, he'd offer obeisances. And the whole villagers would be watching that, what is this, you know? And they will be just pleased that this is a playful activity is going on. Because a small boy, it was not playful. He had full devotion to Krishna and Balaram deities. So this way he grew up, but then he lost his father. So after losing his father, he was just thinking about that, you know, how he can go and meet his uncles in Vrindavan. One day he had a dream. In the dream, he saw hundreds of people doing Harinam Sankirtan with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the center. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates. So he got shocked, he got up from the dream. And then he went back to sleep again. This time he had another dream. He saw his own deities, Krishna Balaram. He got the vision of Krishna Balaram. They sing. live. And when he was seeing them, they transformed right in front of him. Krishna became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Balaram became Nityanand. So when he saw this, he got up from his dream. So he was convinced that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand are not different from Krishna and Balaram. So my goal in life is to go and serve them. So he stayed with his mother for some time, but then one day he told his mother that I want to go to our hometown. So he went, the boatman, and the boatman, while sailing, he said, take me to Navadvip. So the boatman said, but we have to go in this direction. They know, you take me to Navadvip. So this is how he left home. He came to Navadvip. He met Lord Nityanand. Lord Nityanand blessed him. He put his foot on his head. Then he took him on parikrama of Navadvip and showed him all the important places. And then he instructed him that now you go to Banaras. So Srila Jiva Goswami, as a young boy, he went to Banaras. And in Banaras, he studied all the scriptures in a very short time and he became such a great scholar. After becoming a great scholar, then he went to Vrindavan and he went to Sanatan Goswami. His uncle, I want to take Diksha from you. Sanatan Goswami said, not me. Go to Rupa Goswami. So he went to Rupa Goswami. And what did Rupa Goswami said? He was a great scholar. He said, not now. He engaged him in the most humble service. So what he was doing? He was cleaning the floor. He was preparing the paraphernalia, washing the clothes, sweeping the floor. All those humble activities, massaging the feet of Rupa Goswami. This went on for 1 year. And then Rupa Goswami, now I initiate you. So this way he initiated him. And very soon he was so pleased with Jiva Goswami that with his own hand he carved deities of Radha Krishna and gave it to Jiva Goswami, which later were called as Radha Dhamodar, which is there in Vrindavan. So Jiva Goswami very soon became very famous for his scholarly abilities. He knew many languages. He had studied all the scriptures. It is said that he had, on his own, he had written more than 5 lakh verses, poetic form, more than 25 books. So powerful. But then, in his life history, there is one thing which we can get inspired. It's a very challenging thing. One day there was one scholar. His name was Rup Narayan. He was a Digvijay. Digvijay means he goes in all directions, and his way of challenging is, you face me, debate with me, or you sign that I was defeated. So he has already defeated many scholars all over India, and with all their signature that he has defeated them. Then he had heard about Rup and Sanatan. So he said, they are the biggest scholars here, so I should defeat them. So he came to Vrindavan. So he came, approached Rup and Sanatan Goswami. He said that I want to debate with you. So they said that, why you want to debate with us? Because I heard that you people are great scholars here. So they said that we are not scholars. We are not at all qualified to face you. Why are you wasting your time? We can't. So then you accept defeat? Of course, yes, we accept defeat. So then sign it. So they signed, both of them, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami signed that we accept defeat. We were defeated by Rup Narayan. Digvijay was very happy, because a person who is very proud, you will never be able to see, this person, that these are humble people. You can't see it. So he was thinking that they are defeated. But then he thought that there is one more person. He is also equally famous and a big scholar. So he went to Jiva Goswami. And same way he challenged him. So Jiva Goswami also was not interested. He said, I don't have any interest to challenge. But I already defeated Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. So he was shocked about that. How can you defeat Rupa and Sanatan? He showed them. See this, they have signed. This is impossible. They cannot be defeated. Because he could not tolerate that they can be defeated. He said, then I agreed for the debate. So they sat for 7 days, the bank of Jamuna. And in 7 days, Jiva Goswami thoroughly smashed him, defeated the Rupa Narayan. He, without anyone's knowledge, through the route of forest, he escaped, never to be seen again. So when this came to knowledge of Rupa Goswami, he called him. Jiva Goswami called Jiva Goswami. You said, I heard that you 7 days you spent debating with him. This is waste of time. And not only that, your action was just based on some pride. Vrindavan means there can't be one tinge of pride. Now, Jiva Goswami didn't do anything out of pride. There was no tinge of pride at all. He wanted to defend. He wanted to defend that, you know, Vaishnava tradition, Rupa and Sanatan's reputation. So you can't stay here. This was the punishment. Now, Jiva Goswami had not done anything wrong. He could have explained that it was not, and which was a fact. But he was thinking like this. No, if my spiritual master is thinking that, you know, my heart is contaminated and I have pride, then, well, that's what it is, correct. So I should leave. So without any argument, without defending him or speaking, he left Vrindavan. And in what state he left? What was his state of consciousness? He was firmly believing that he is not fit to stay in Vrindavan. His heart is contaminated, he's sinful, so he went to Mathura and he was staying there. And what austerity is performing. Whole day he'll be chanting, just taking some water and flour and mixing it up with that and eating. So much tapasya, tears in his eyes. What he was praying? When will I be able to go back to Vrindavan? Now, this is in Maharaj's lecture. He brings up this point that Jiva Goswami in Mathura, he is thinking like this, that when will I go to Vrindavan? So he's saying that Vrindavan is not a place where you buy a ticket and go. So if you have to go to Vrindavan, this is a consciousness. So in this consciousness, if you are already in Vrindavan. It is not that by going to a geographical location, you are in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a state of consciousness, and Jiva Goswami had that state of consciousness already. He was feeling so insignificant, and he was trying to purify himself, to remove all these things from my heart. This pride is there, you know, I am sinful. When will I get pure, and when will I go back, you know, I want to go back to Vrindavan. So this is the mood now. We want to go back to Vrindavan. In this consciousness, I want to go back to Vrindavan. But this state. So Sanatan Goswami comes to know about it. So he goes and tells his brother Rupa Goswami that you are not following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. So Rupa Goswami says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my life and soul. Why are you saying that I am not following his teachings? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching says Jiva Daya. So he starts thinking, Jiva Daya, yes, Jiva Daya, I know. Then Sanatan Goswami smiled at him. That time he realized that what Sanatan Goswami wanted to say is, you should have Jiva Daya, huh? Jiva Goswami. So then Jiva Goswami was called back. When he came back, Rupa Goswami nursed him like a mother. He took personal care of him. He nourished him back. He had lost weight, emaciated. So this way he brought him back. So this is how the relationship of Jiva Goswami in those days. Even later, all the Shat Goswamis, they would send their disciples for training to Jiva Goswami. Narottam Das Thakur was Loknath Maharaj, Loknath Goswami disciple, then Srivas Acharya, they all would come to Jiva Goswami. And after Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami left, Jiva Goswami was recognized as the world Vaishnava scholar leader. He was the topmost authority. He knew everything. He had absorbed everything. This is what was Jiva Goswami. And then later, in Radha Damodar temple, would spend time there. He took all the literatures. Of course, the literatures those days, not books. It was not in the form of books. It were leaf which were carved. So then no way you can edit or erase. And there was no question about it. Because everything was perfect, what you had written. So all these things were properly placed in Radha Damodar temple in a library. So this was the greatness of Jiva Goswami. And today is his appearance day. How Prabhupada spent time in Radha Damodar. Of all the places, Prabhupada wanted to be just close to Rupa Goswami's Samadhi Mandir, Jiva Goswami's Samadhi Mandir. And he was preparing the first Canto 3 volume, Srimad Bhagavatam was translated, just sitting there. And then he went. So the same spirit of Jiva Goswami, of preserving the literatures, and then how they, from there, they took it to Bengal for publishing it, for distributing it, so that everyone gets a chance to know this message of the Lord. So there are many things about Jiva Goswami, but for us in these words today, as it is said here, that if one is empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to do something, the core of his heart becomes a dhamma. And thus he becomes so extraordinarily powerful that not only his enemies but also people in general are astonished to observe his activities, because he is unapproachable. His enemies are simply struck with wonder, as explained here by the words Durasadho ti Durdarshaha. So this is that state of consciousness where a person is under direct shelter of the Supreme Lord. Tesham Satata Yuktana. Bhajatam Priti Purvak. Dadhami, from inside. Then whether you are an illiterate person or whoever you are, it's not necessary that, you know, what knowledge you have, but the Lord is empowering you. So I'm sure we naturally will remember Prabhupada, what activities Prabhupada did. It is something amazing, unless one is empowered. He was taking total shelter. So it is all ideas and directions and what used to speak. That was Prabhupada's humility, that used to say that, you know, you are all sent by my spiritual master. You are representing my spiritual master. I didn't do anything. You people all did. Prabhupada would be reading his own books. Prabhupada, you are reading your own books. And he will say that, I have not written these books. So the more the person is empowered, the more he is humble. He never takes any credit for anything. So this is the truth of an empowered, pure soul. How he behaves, how he acts. So we could get some inspiration from today's Vamanadeva appearance day, Bali Maharaj, Mahajan again, and Srila Jiva Goswami. Vamanadeva appearance day celebration ki jai. Srila Jiva Goswami appearance day celebration ki jai. Srimad Bhagavat Puran ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.